Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Yeah, let's go around the NFL here in the loop, and we do so on a Friday with our weekly Friday guest, the one, the only, Brandon K. Scott. What's happening, B. Scott?
Man, I just hate that it feels semi-weekly, man. Glad to be back. I hate to miss. It's obviously just good to do a show, get to do a four-hour block, and I did that last week, man. But whenever I'm not here, it feels like, you know, 2 weeks feels like four or five or something like that. So I'm glad to be back in the chair, man.
Glad to have you back. Wish there was better circumstances overall. We don't have to talk about that right this moment. Let's avoid that by talking around the NFL, which Thursday Night Football happened last night. Did you watch it? And more importantly, did you find it interesting? Because I was going in hoping I'd learn something, and I didn't learn very much, friends.
Oh, I can remember there was a distinct moment where it's 21-3, and I make the decision to change the basketball.
You were like close enough to the 21 skunk.
I was like, look, the Thunder and the Pacers are playing, and I understand that the Pacers don't look the way that they did when they entered the finals last year. But you know what? And how about it? Turned out to be the right decision because that was the much more compelling game, more compelling sporting event. So I made that decision somewhere around 21-3. I forget what point of the game that was, but it was 21-3, and I decided to make that move.
Yeah, in this game, 37-10 for the Chargers. Justin Herbert, pretty solid. He had one interception at one point that made it look
he
a little
bit. He was
very
solid. Three touchdowns, had like 60 yards rushing.
Stop. Anyways, I was about to say something that I probably shouldn't say on air. Anyways.
I am in support of this, by the way. You know, I am a unabashed card-carrying Justin Herbert guy.
I am too, so he doesn't like it.
Yeah.
So I actually don't hate Justin Herbert.
I'm going to take my Justin Herbert victory laps wherever I can,
yes,
baby.
But three touchdowns, one interception, 227 yards. He did have, like that I said, that interception happened when it was like, oh, this might be kind of, if you squint, a close game because it was a two-score one, got out of hand again. Carson Wentz played in this one, and it was...
Oh, my God.
It was...
Dude, it's the second straight week where Carson Wentz has been, like, mind-bogglingly bad. Mm-hmm. Like, to be as experienced as he is and to make some of the, like, what feel like rookie mistakes.
He was
rookie,
a mess,
rookie
though.
Errors. Like,
he's a chaotic player. He's always
been. And that is true. He's always been that, like, a boomer bust, high ceiling, low floor type of guy. Mm-hmm. But, man, we are at the bottom is the floor.
Yeah, Darren Sproles used to hate playing. K-Stater, former Eagle when he played with Carson Wentz. He used to hate playing with Carson Wentz because, like, they would have plays designed for, hey, check it down to the H. And he was like, nah, I'm throwing this where I want to. He's a very chaotic figure. At the very least, he knew one thing. Throw the ball to Justin Jefferson. He gets 74 yards, and he eclipses that 8,000-yard mark in his first 84 games. And so he, again, we were talking about this yesterday. He's up there with some of the best of them. I thought the one of the things that I learned is, oh, Thursday Night Football can be boring. Because I thought that I will give the NFL credit. It felt like they've done a lot better at scheduling these Thursday night games.
Yeah, no, they went back to the kind of the tried and true boring Thursday night game. It was funny because I was watching the halftime show where they're in the studio, because I'm not used to seeing them in the studio. Mm-hmm. They're normally remote. I'm looking at the studio like, man, is that real?
Is it a new studio?
Virtual studio? Like,
was it?
Yeah, man. Yeah. They say that was their new studio.
I didn't see the halftime show.
Yeah.
You were out before
that's
then?
When, no, that's when I was flipping. That's okay.
Somehow I got to it, and I'm like, okay, so this feels like the leveling up of Thursday Night Football. It's mm-hmm. just that the game itself did not match the brand that they've tried to improve. Like this felt like an old school, like your uncle's Thursday yeah. Night Football game.
The one thing about it though, and I'm not a big Carson Wentz fan. I don't know anybody who is, but that guy was beat to hell. Like he was beat up. I mean, he was.
I thought he had a broken shoulder for a minute.
He was
man.
So beat up in this game. But then the other thing that you know, we want to bring it back to the Texans a little bit. They got their fifth win, and if you're you know squinting your eyes and crossing your fingers and hoping for some sort of tech, that's another AFC win.
The Chargers.
Yeah, the Chargers got that's another AFC win there.
Actually, yeah. is this Al Michaels audio the same Al Michaels? Actually, yeah.
Yeah.
No, it's a different Al Michaels audio. I was not very fond of Al Michaels in this game on the broadcast.
Days. He has some bad days.
Where Carson Wentz is over, clearly thugging it out and really like in emotional pain because mm-hmm. he is dealing with stuff. He's like, there's your leader, your alpha male. And I was like, you ain't need to kick him right then.
Yeah.
You didn't need to do that, Big Al. Yeah. Like, that wasn't necessary in that moment.
That's nasty work.
Mm-hmm. I thought it was as yeah. well. But
and Carson Wentz, you know, he is, again, a roller coaster of a player, but he ain't never hurt nobody.
What
Carson Wentz? He's just this harmless guy.
My favorite Al Michaels moment was like on the same day that the NBA, all hell is breaking loose. He gets a call from the NFL. Do you have this, Figgy? About the field goal kicker.
Field goal attempt. The league wants to take my lunch away because I said before that Rikers only miss was hitting a wire in London. The league says, no, it was an optical illusion. Not what Riker thinks. Anyway, there you have it. We cleaned it up.
You got a call from the league.
My mess. 24-6 is the score.
Someone was upset.
He got a call from the league.
And not happy about it.
During the game.
How dare you call Al yeah. Michaels during a game? I don't care if you're the damn NFL,
yeah.
the NBA, the FBI.
Well, maybe the FBI.
The FBI might have some.
Yeah, they might have some sway.
I might have to answer their call.
I actually think that Al might have a little bit of a point. Like, this is the NFL on a much, much smaller scale than what the NBA is dealing with. Just a tiny smidgen of a scandal with, like, the wires that they have for the spider cams.
I think that's why they made the call.
Right, like, absolutely.
Like, those are an optical illusion. Okay.
Yeah, I was like, I was going to ask, because it seems like I know where you stand. The NFL probably needs to figure out a little bit of something about this, where they have, you know, obviously you're trying to get better and better camera angles, but you have kickers that actively have kicks being adjusted, and the NFL is not, like, re-kicking or anything. They're like, nah, nothing happened.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I get also, too, as much as I would have been annoyed, just like Al Michaels was, why if you're the league, right, you got to save face on this. Like, this is your official broadcast. You can't have your official broadcaster casting any doubt on
I didn't integrity. Know there was any.
Yeah.
Did you know?
No.
It hit the wire.
No, yeah.
Hit the wire.
Yeah.
And it's still counting as a miss.
Yes. Nothing changes.
The NFL should have just came out and said, you know what? Let's take it off.
You know, yeah.
Or at least take it off the board. Let's not count it as a miss. Yeah. Or that's our fault.
I'd love to know what the next follow-up conversation is going to be with Al Michaels in the league.
Yes.
Like, if that's how...
I'm sure it'll be pleasant.
If that's how he presented on air...
Take my lunch money away.
You have to imagine that's the tact... That is his... The way he was, you know, being tactful.
Yeah, the beauty of Al Michaels, he's been doing this for literal decades.
No, he can get away with anything.
He operates as the dude who has that kind of clout around his belt, and you could tell he walk in there with his swing. Well,
that's why I'm curious of what, like, I wish we could hot mic or wire, whatever
Live,
room it is.
Mic'd up?
Yeah. when he gets a chance to talk to them where
Al
he don't feel
up.
Like.
Al mic'd up.
There you go.
That works. I think we did something.
There you go. Wonder. It's catchy and everything. Yeah. But like. When he doesn't think there's a mic there, what is he going to say?
I wonder how much he was fined. Because he did say they took my lunch money.
I think maybe that was maybe they fined him. What do you think?
I feel like that was nothing in that little clip of audio that we heard.
That little
was
piece of money
considered.
Is just my
lunch
money.
I think he absolutely took a little money from
you
him.
You think?
Off 100%.
Wow.
Because why would he say that?
He said, oh, they took my lunch money. Big deal. Because I said this.
So he's saying,
I didn't go there, but I guess.
Whatever money they took, he was probably like, who cares?
Here, take some more.
Boo-hoo. That was just lunch
right.
money.
It's not going to be prohibitive. It's just going to make him mad.
That was couch change.
It's just going to make him mad.
Yeah.
That was Thursday Night Football. Around the NFL and by the just generally, football talk on Sports Radio 610, rather, is presented by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, all season long. Just visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. I actually want to talk about kicking a little bit more because an interesting piece was put up on CBS Sports talking about the fact that we have had more distance being added to kicks. We've seen this. Like, we got guys knocking down 50s like we were previously looked at 40s, and now 60s is how we used to look at 50-yarders. And
avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
And how much of this is the change that we saw with the allowance of the kicking ball in the last season or two?
We talked about this 2 weeks ago.
We did. And
I think the important thing to the one development that I didn't know about that was talked about, I believe, yesterday is like in the last 2 minutes of a game, of a half, they don't change the ball because people are rushing to the line of scrimmage. And I'm like, well, that makes it much more interesting. But to answer your question, I 100% think it's the ball. They craft these balls, I mean, to a T, no pun intended, you know?
Yeah, no, I don't think there's any other way to look at it. Mm-hmm. I couldn't agree more. Like, it can't be a coincidence that they started doing the kicking ball, and the kicking ball has and now you're seeing as a result, or what seems to be like as a result, who knows if it's actually the result, but it looks like it is, longer kicks, farther kicks. And then also, why do it in the first place if it doesn't have an impact, right?
Exactly.
And you've got people that are dedicated in these equipment staffs that are dedicated to
that,
you know, or at least before the kicking ball, certainly dedicated to like making sure that they got the footballs that they exactly wanted and they liked, and it would be like a rush act to try to doctor them up before the game whenever they would get them. And now you got the kicking ball. No, it's hard to imagine that these things are not connected.
Mm-hmm. We're headed into a weekend of NFL football, as we often are, one where we will see a player play against a former team. We always are interested in those things. We talked about this a little bit when the Steelers face off against the Green Bay Packers. Aaron Rodgers apparently in a piece that I saw, he was rather talking on a Zoom call ahead of the Packers matchup with the Steelers. Apparently he says that he would like to retire a Green Bay Packer, saying, quote, I was there for 18 years. Regardless of when I hang it up, that's the bulk of my career. I'll retire a Packer and see what happens after that. I've got a lot of love for the organization, my time there. They asked this week, is this a revenge game or whatever? What do I got to be avenging here? They made me a ton of money. I grew up there, spent some of my best years there. I've got nothing but love for the organization.
Yeah, I'm curious if the Packers feel the same way. Like, obviously, they have to have a certain level of respect and reverence for Aaron Rodgers. I think it all speaks for itself. But we kind of know the back and forth history there. So he's saying what would appear to be the right thing. I just wonder how that organization feels.
Here's what I wondered, and you guys, maybe you know this better than I do. But obviously in the NFL, you don't necessarily retire as a whatever,
right,
unless they give you a one-day contract.
Mm-hmm.
That's the question. Are the Packers going to give them a one-day? Because otherwise he's going to retire as a Steeler.
I think they have to.
You think so?
I mean,
they'll give him a one-day contract.
He is one of the greats on one of the greatest organizations.
No, I'm not doubting that.
Yeah,
they got to do it. Yeah, they will.
If he wants to do it, it would be – I'll say this. Like, I don't know if they got to do it, but it would be a hell of a story if he wants that and they somehow don't oblige, like they don't grant that request. That would be kind of a headline there.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. I think if he really wants to do it, if you take his word here at face value, it's hard to imagine that they won't do it. But I think they'll do it. My point earlier was basically I think they'll do it begrudgingly
because
I don't think they want to do it.
Mm-hmm. I don't really see the reason why they wouldn't, right? Like, I get it. Aaron Rodgers can be a curmudgeon, and they had to deal with that, especially in the latter days of his career. Giving him the one-day contract, and it's all profit, right? We get to be out here. We get to hit that sweet, sweet dopamine of nostalgia. And what is he not going to get out here clamoring for a wide receiver on the one-day contract?
You know what I mean? You never know.
Well, maybe he will, right? But I feel like you can only serve to be benefited as an organization because this is a special situation. You might even get more people involved in this if that's even possible for the Packers, right? Like, I think it only serves to benefit the organization.
And that's why I say begrudgingly, right? You're making that money, but
he going to tell them they got to sign, what's his name, Randall Cobb to a
one-day contract.
Yeah, I got to retire. Randall Cobb, Aaron Lazard, go ahead and bring back Davante Adams right quick for me.
One day. You got to figure that they'd be worried about that. Yeah. Not that specific example, but like just, we got to celebrate this guy.
Or his press conference could be interesting too, because you always do that when you sign a guy for a one-day contract.
Yeah.
And it's funny, it's because remember, I think it was just last year where things changed, where remember he said, they got to call me, I'm not reaching out to them and all that stuff. So maybe he did have a change of heart.
Didn't they make him fly out there to tell him that he got cut?
No, that was the Jets.
Was that the Jets?
Yeah, but no, remember,
he didn't take too kindly to Aaron Glenn doing that.
Remember he did say they got to call me, and we kind of thought that was a little bit ridiculous.
Yeah,
but maybe he did have a change of heart.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he actually some of the words that he's saying do sound like a somewhat new Aaron Rodgers. I understand why you might not be so inclined to believe that there is a new Aaron Rodgers in town in any way, shape, or form. All right, real quick, around the NFL, I found this interesting just because I would like to laugh at another team who generally has incompetence and not think about for a moment what's happening with the Texans. I take you to Cincinnati.
Oh, there we go.
I always go there for incompetence.
Exactly. Look, if I want to punch someone else, I feel like the Bengals, or really just the state of Ohio in the NFL space, can usually help you out. The Bengals, they had linebacker Logan Wilson, who's requested a trade, as they have kind of given him a reduced role. He's been a captain for that defense, but that defense has been poor. He's kind of had, and they've rather leaned more on young players, which I think is somewhat reasonable. However, you got a captain there, and he feels like, I need to be out of here. Are you guys generally siding with the player or the team here in this kind of tit for tat?
Oh, no. If there is any Bengals versus the other, I'm siding with the other, like just generally speaking. So, I'm siding with the player, and I think this is just another example of the Bengals failing to be able to figure out how to put something around what they, I won't say lucked into. They were fortunate to be able to draft Joe Burrow and then to be able to draft Jamar Chase, but outside of those decisions, obviously they had T. Higgins, but outside of those decisions, they have not done a lot of things well. This is just another example of that.
I think it's just a very clear example of even when things are going relatively well, and they are right now for the Bengals. They got Flacco and all that stuff. The players still think this is a bleep organization. I want out.
Because it is.
Yeah. Yeah.
It remains that.
Because they are correct.
That's right.
And Trey Hendrickson on the block too?
Yeah. Yes, I mean, I would imagine so after all the conversation. And that felt like a game plan that they all understood when that deal ultimately got done.
Yeah.
It's like, we'll give you some money. We're not giving you anything in the future. And then you probably will make your way off this team sooner rather than later. One more thing before we go here. Around the NFL, Nevada Supreme Court returned John Gruden's case to the state district court yesterday. NFL filed two motions seeking the prompt dismissal of claims. Obviously, Gruden has been, you know, trying to sue the organization for some emails that got leaked that included some racist, misogynistic, and homophobic language, a lot of which was directed at good old Roger Goodell. The NFL is looking to get this destroyed because obviously the big word that you have to look out for is what? Disclosure, right? Like we want to going up and
that's
being
what they
able
don't
to,
want.
They don't want that portion of this. Any chance that the NFL is successful in their attempts to get this dismissed?
Look, I do think that there is a chance that they, you know, find a favorable judge. But I just look at this as one of those cases where there is no good guy. Mm-hmm. You know, like normally in any kind of court setting, there's an antagonist and a protagonist. There is nobody to root for here. There are no sides that you want to win. You want everyone to lose if possible.
I'm kind of rooting against the NFL just because for the train wreck aspect of it.
Is there any chance that it, you know, where this feels like it'll eventually get to, which is getting into some of the emails that the NFL doesn't want out? Is there any chance it's nearly as bad as what we saw yesterday for the NBA?
Oh, no. No,
you don't think so?
No.
What?
In a different way.
No, man. Chauncey Billups gets caught up by the Chauncey Billups. Mm-hmm. Okay. A pristine reputation. And when have we ever seen, by the way, a head coach and a player get picked up by the feds the morning right. after a game?
Yeah.
Anything's possible. Anything is possible.
The NFL thing could be very, very embarrassing. This is debilitating. This is just taking the NBA down in a sense.
Yeah. I don't know. I can't put anything past anybody at this point. Yeah,
fair. Because the NFL, mm-hmm. The things that we've heard from NFL space have been wild. I'm going back to like the Wright Thompson pieces, the Don Van Natta pieces about Jerry Jones and his office and Daniel Snyder and his Jerry Richardson. We've heard some things, and those are the things that we got.
I mean, honestly, even the emails, there's some of the emails that we're talking about here with John Gruden, like I would have never guessed that he would have said DeMaurice Smith had Michelin lips or whatever he said. Like
really said that.
These are wild things that are happening in these emails. I have no idea what they're talking about.
And yet and still, NBA faces an existential crisis. Mm-hmm. Wild time in sports. All right, you're in the loop here on Sports Radio 610. Speaking of wild times in sports, I'm guessing that we might not be talking about the Texans here as coming up next.
We're going to have to touch on these Texans. Okay. Man. We will do that.
All right. We'll get some B. Scott's thoughts next.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So baseball fans are connected to the fall classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered.
for baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of speed test intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them. And designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click. All complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.